Iran, as he said, should be part of the solution. It is an important regional player. It has strong connections with the government of Syria. And we have asked them, the special envoy has asked them, as he has many other countries with influence, to use their influence in persuading the government to stop the killing, to implement the six-point plan, including an immediate cessation of hostilities, and to influence the government and put pressure on the government to agree to moving to the transitional phase as quickly as possible, to move simultaneously.
What has been the Iranian reaction to his suggestion?
The Joint Special Envoy today met the Foreign Minister Salehi and the National Security Advisor Jalili, and they were both extremely supportive of Mr. Annan's plans and of the idea of launching a political process as soon as the environment is conducive on the ground for doing so. In other words, not just waiting for the fighting to stop, but simultaneously working on the political track.
Let's talk about Iraq, where you are now. Basically, how did the talks go for the Joint Special Envoy in Iraq this morning?
The Joint Special Envoy had a very constructive meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, Prime Minister Maliki. They discussed the crisis in Syria and its regional effects and its potential impact on countries like Iraq. The Prime Minister, of course, expressed his concern for those potential impacts and especially a spillover of the conflict should it not be contained. The Prime Minister expressed his full support for the Annan plan, six-point plan, and the developments in Geneva, which produced the communique, the action group on Syria. So all in all, it was a very positive meeting, and we're about to depart Baghdad now.